Oi, we got spray going everywhere.
All
What kind was that, Andy?
I'm so fucking embarrassed. It's a Dr. Pepper zero sugar.
Whoa, Dr. Pepper. You're alive. You can't
I might
even
have had a I might have had a few. Yeah, I was gonna lie to you guys, but I can't when someone asks me point blank lie.
I just knew that didn't sound like a Lucky Streak crackle.
It was too powerful.
You sniffed that one
I
right
had a
out.
few. I had a few last night. So I just the idea of having a beer at 10 a.m. today didn't appeal to me. Maybe in our second hour, I probably I'm not, I'm okay. Probably by game time, I'll have some. But I didn't think I was in for the long haul. Starting at 10 a.m. today.
Yeah, I hear you. I had a few last night watching games too. I went to bed pretty early though. I kind of quit drinking around like 10:30, and then 11:30, I was like falling asleep. I couldn't even make it through. That's what I
Yeah,
said.
that
I
Miami
felt
game
I
there.
was like, I'm not gonna be able to stay up because I wanted to stay up
Yeah.
watching the UFC fight and stuff, and I was like, I'm not gonna make it.
Oh, that was a nice interception there. Oh.
Oh yeah, we got the fish and chips bowl on. Van Ginkle. Pick six.
You've been Van Ginkled.
Yeah, the fish and chips bowl. Is Wallace the lone wolf on that?
I
With
went
the
Jets.
Jets?
I
Oh,
went
did you?
Jets. Yeah, unfortunately. I mean, there's times still.
They
Not
said Jets
looking good.
touchdown. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. We'll take it. Everything's
Well, they
backwards.
drive on the wrong side of the road in London,
Right.
so I guess.
Yeah.
Football
So.
fanatics, Sunday morning.
Yeah, easy like Sunday morning.
Who we have at the table? I'm remoting in, folks, today. Kylie's hosting.
Yeah, just me and Stanko and Mr. Wallace.
All right.
You said me and Stanko and
Me and St yeah.
Mr.
Well, I said me, and then I thought
And the
then
dose.
me is not really going to say who me is.
The start of this show has a bit of a hangover.
Jeez. Yeah,
Right.
this
That's
is we're good.
we'll get back on track here.
We've got to get our footing.
So,
Get our
do
footing.
you have the pick standings
I
there,
do.
Wallace?
I do.
Oh.
So last week, Kylie swung for the fences. Well, he's been swinging for the fences, but
Yeah.
he finally cracked a few.
Right.
12 right last week without a bonus point. So that's pretty damn impressive. Andy got 8 right, giving 37 on the year. Jesse got 10 right, 37 on the year. I got 10 right, 35 on the year. Kylie got 12, 35 on the year. And Brian got 8
Bringing up the rear.
for 34 on the year. So we're all within
It's
3 points.
all tight.
Oh,
Yeah.
yeah.
I got myself out of 2 weeks ago there. I
No,
was
yeah,
in.
you were in the
Yeah.
basement. You were.
If Washington wouldn't have pulled off that upset, I would have been
Yeah.
hurt.
That might have been a
You
favor for you.
were.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
You
I.
were in the basement waiting for Buffalo Bill to drop down the lotion.
Yeah. Jaden Daniels pulled me out.
And
Well,
I lone wolfed the old Falcos on Thursday night, so I got one
yeah,
more point to pull within one of Andy
that
and
was
Jesse.
quite a game.
That was a hell of a game.
I took a wild swing at the goddamn Jags, and they fucking blew. They had a few chances to put that game away. I'm like, son of a bitch. As soon as Houston got the ball back at the end with a few minutes left, I'm like, yeah, it's over.
Yeah.
So that's the standing.
That's the standings, tight like a tiger. So we have our first power rankings of the year, folks. So why don't we just get into the power rankings and maybe you guys pick an order, and that's how we'll keep the order for the whole show until we get to team games.
Beautiful.
And I can just go last on everything, and I'll just tell me who I'm following.
Okay.
You want to go, Brian?
Okay.
All right. So I'll go first. First power rankings of the season. They're always fun. My 10, I got the Seahawks. 9, I got Tampa Bay. And I did these after the Thursday game.
So you counted that one.
I didn't put it into consideration on Thursday game. So I got Tampa at 9. I got Green Bay at 8. I got the Steelers at 7. Hey, defense and Fields ain't turning the ball over. Equal yeah. wins.
We'll get to that.
No, he said it, he was thinking you were low on him.
The hell do you mean 7?
6, I got Houston. 5, Baltimore. They've been, boy, the last couple weeks.
Boy,
got Derrick Henry going.
Well, they started 0-2, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. 4, I got Washington. Boy, they're just, I mean, they're not. They're just tearing it up. It's crazy. 3, I got Minnesota. 2, Buffalo, even after that ass whooping. And I got Kansas City 1, even though they're not lighting the world on fire. They're winning games. I mean, 4-0, I mean.
I saw a stat on Kansas City. I think it was during the game last week. At the time, they had a 9-game winning streak. And I want to say the total points
you didn't have Detroit
outscoring the other team was like 54 points. It was the lowest margin in a streak that long in NFL history. So, like, they're winning all these squeakers, which just plays right into their hands why they're so good in the playoffs. They don't panic in these close games. They're tough.
The big thing I noticed there was Brian doesn't have Detroit in his top 10.
Yes, I was wondering if maybe my transmission was fucked up.
All right.
It's tough. This first
one. This first one you can, yeah. There's probably 20 teams you can put in there.
Yeah. So at number 10, I was trying to have a tie, but I figured I'd be fair and just pick one. So I kicked Tampa out of the top 10, and I went with Seattle at 10.
Ooh.
I did kind of include Thursday into the shindig, so I went with Atlanta at 9. At 8, I have Houston. At 7, Washington. 6, Green Bay. 5, Buffalo. 4, Detroit. 3, Baltimore. Third different house where a cat gets into my beer. 3 was Baltimore. 2, I have Kansas City, which I really don't like doing. I haven't liked anything I've seen from them, and they've got injuries, but it's just tough to go against what we all know is going to happen.
Yeah.
Exactly. And number 1, I went with Minnesota. Until proven otherwise.
Looking good so far today. Yeah,
so far there.
All right. At 10, I have Pittsburgh. At 9, I have my preseason darling Seattle Seahawks. At 8, I have Green Bay. At 7, I have Houston. At 6, I have Buffalo. At 5, I have Baltimore. At 4, I have San Francisco.
Whoa.
Yeah, I mean, they're 2-2, but.
Is that the first San Francisco sighting?
Yeah. Yeah, that I found a little bit odd, too, myself. But I think I do mine more for the long haul, of what I've seen over a long period of time, not over the first 4 weeks more. At 3, I do have Minnesota. At 2, I have Detroit, and at 1, I have Kansas City. That was my Super Bowl, Kansas City over Detroit, and I'm sticking with that from what I've seen so far. Nothing has told me anything different so far this year.
All right, my 10. I have Tampa Bay at 10. I did not factor the Thursday night, but if you think about it, they lost in overtime so on the road. So if you think they're good, you're going to ding them that bad, lose right on the road in a division game. So either way, you want to slice it there. I've got Seattle at 9. I have Houston at 8. Baltimore at 7. The Redskins, I'm looking at Brian, at 6. I've got the 49ers at 5. The Bills at 4. Detroit at 3. Vikings man at 2. And Kansas City at 1. And I had Pittsburgh and Dallas kind of on my bubble.
Yeah, my two bubble were Washington, who you guys all had in, and Tampa, who I think a lot of you guys
Tampa,
had.
I had right those, outside, yeah.
Those were my two bubbles.
It's interesting. Yeah, that first power ranking is agonizing. I guess I'm with Kylie on the Niners. I just, boy, they've got injuries all over the place, and they're just kind of playing, you know, they're playing through it. You know, they're 2-2. They uncharacteristically blew that game against the Rams to be 3-1 right now. Again, playing through all that, the injuries that they are. I think they're going to be fine.
And the other loss was a Minnesota team who we all have like top three. So.
Yeah, exactly. So interesting.
Yeah, very interesting. Yeah.
It's always funny, too, because, like, there's always something right before your first power ranking, like the Baltimore-Buffalo game, that just throws your brain in a loop, you know. Oh, God, what do I do? But I still like Buffalo over Baltimore overall from the,
it all the four looks, games. It all looks white and black, and then something like that happens.
Yeah, then you're like, oh, God, what am I? What do I do here?
Nobody had Dallas in, huh? That's an interesting one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised to see them in it by the end of the year, though, either.
Oh, they'll win their 12 games.
I will say, I'm kind of looking at this. I think somehow I did overlook Detroit.
I would say.
Yeah, I think somehow I.
It's easy
I
to
I
do.
Was looking after I wrote all the games down. I was looking. I was kind of picking teams out from when I wrote the games down. I was picking teams out for consideration into the top 10, and Detroit being on the bye.
Yeah.
I think I just missed them.
Gotcha. That would make sense.
So,
well, that makes that. Yeah, makes a little more. I was kind of wondering if you actually thought that, or I mean, just to explain.
I think
what
I
you,
overlooked it.
Just
yeah. Because I always worry about that.
Yeah.
Which yeah, nobody, but I, nobody did, had, I didn't overlook them.
Yeah,
yeah. I had them. They would probably have been 13 or 14 for me. But
yeah, I would have had Detroit in. I think I overlooked them being on the bye.
Yeah, that's always the thing I worry about. Did I miss an obvious team that should be in? I always like double and triple check, but it's all good.
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't. Yeah.
Stewie's not there to punch you in the face, so that's good.
We're not getting paid for this, so.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly, for sure. All right. Hey, what is the score of that? I'm in my office here at home, so I could have a little quiet, so I don't have the game on handy. What is the score of that, Minnesota?
10-0 Minnesota. Rodgers has thrown 2 interceptions, 1 for a touchdown.
Awesome. Remind me, I do want to have a little hot take on Rodgers later.
And Minnesota is driving, they're in Jets territory again.
Okay, so hopefully Jordan Addison gets a touchdown.
Yes.
Or whatever his name is.
You nailed it.
Dr. Pepper talking.
Or whatever his name is.
All right, why don't we get into the slate of games? Oh, I thought it was Oliver. It's the cat just busted in.
Do you want to say our pick for this one while it's going?
Sure, sure.
Might as well start with that one.
Yeah, I think me and Wallace were
Jetties.
We're lone wolf. Well, dual lone wolf on the Jets.
Wolf pack.
Yeah.
My wolf pack became two.
Exactly.
You still got time to change it.
Yeah.
Oh, love it. Fuck Rodgers.
They can still pull it out. They
forced it. Yeah. Absolutely. Oh. It's not over. All right.
Did you want to do the Brian? You can. I think if you were starting with you, if you wanted to.
Yeah, I got the. I mean, I went Jets. I just thought defensively they could, you know, kind of hold, maybe force Darnold into a couple mistakes. And I thought the offense would maybe get going. Oh, they got a penalty, so they didn't force a first and 10. But boy, Rodgers is not starting out well. So, but yeah, I went Jets in a close one. I went 19-17.
Yeah, I went Jets as well. I have a funky score like Brian. I have a 20-18.
Yeah. I had a close one too, but I did go Minnesota 25-24. So far, it's looking ugly.
I'm not sure if I gave a score or just said I'm taking the Vikings, but on my paper, I wrote down 23-16. Vikings, and I want to make, because I'm going to forget, I get too many of these Dr. Peppers in me and don't know what I'm doing, but I wanted to make a quick point about the douchebag Rodgers after the game last week. They were talking about, Salah said something about Rodgers' cadence was causing problems for the receivers, and that maybe they should look at changing it or something, and Rodgers' retort was, well, that's one way of looking at it. Another way is to hold players accountable. And I'm thinking, well, that's all well and good, except this is the guy that missed all last year with an ACL, didn't do any of the voluntary off-season stuff, didn't report to the mandatory camps, got fined, I believe, and now he's throwing shade at the receivers for not being on the same page, but this is the guy that would rather be in Nepal tripping on mushrooms than, you know, working with his receivers to get him on page. So screw you, dude. That's why you've got one Super Bowl.
Right.
My rant on Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, it hasn't looked good early. I mean, you never know. Maybe they'll get on the same page here at some point, but boy, it's looked pretty ugly early for that offense. Even Breece Hall has been not great.
They're gonna do something stupid like trade for Adams because Rodgers wants him. We're gonna trade all this draft capital, and Rodgers is gonna fucking retire in the offseason or just be terrible and play one more year. And they're just gonna set this. You know, obviously Salah's gone, and I'm not saying that. You know, his body of work hasn't proven that he should stay. But at the same time, you know, Rodgers is the one that brought Buddy Hackett in to be the fucking offensive coordinator. And, like, I love it. Rodgers has been Rodgers, and he's throwing this team into total disarray. And he's going to – who knows? Like Kyle said, maybe he turns it around. They've got a good roster. Maybe, you know, he's coming off the ACL. Maybe he does have one more good year in him next year, and they make a run, but it's looking more and more like this is going to be a really failed experiment. And I just wonder how much more draft capital and future, their future they're going to mortgage to try to force this thing to work.
Yeah, it sure seems like Rodgers just wanted to have a puppet in there for OC, so he can do it. So he can do whatever he wants.
Yep, it seems like it. I would imagine. So that was my little ramble on that. I know it's sort of a quick pick.
But that was your fuck Aaron Rodgers ramble.
Yeah, yeah. That's going to be the new weekly segment instead of Steeler hating.
No. I don't think we'll ever get away from that segment. That's a tragedy.
Well, that was an official segment in the first couple of years. We did like a little drum roll.
Yeah, right.
We'd rant on what, you know, people at the store, local stores, the stupid shirts they were wearing and stuff. It was great.
Yeah, we went pretty in-depth.
Yeah.
We probably made fun of that Jeff Reed visor thing with the hair that now is what Doug Peterson looks like in real life.
And then when Duck Hodges and Mason Rudolph came along, we just started to feel bad for him.
So. Yeah, that must have been the year right before, because that was like COVID. That might have been the year right before I started coming to the podcast.
Yeah. Good times. All right. Well, why don't we run down through the other games? And like I said, I'll just follow Kylie then. We'll go through them and then we'll get to team games. And oh boy, howdy, do we got a big team game this week. Can't wait to get to that one.
Wallace was trying to do a stare down, but Brian wasn't looking.
Nope.
Neither one of us are excited about this game.
All right, Kylie, you want to read you down want me through to... them? Yeah, why don't you? No, go ahead, because I'm going to – you can read it off, and you guys can do your order, and then I'll follow you, Kylie, if you're going last.
No worries. I've been waiting on you a little bit. I didn't know you wanted me to lead. Sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, let's start with Baltimore at Cincinnati. 1 o'clocker, big division matchup.
Yeah, pretty much every game's big for Cincinnati right now, huh?
Yeah, in Cincinnati, I had it at last I checked, Cincinnati getting 2.5 points.
I have a hunch. I went Cincinnati. At home, Baltimore coming off 2 kind of ass kickings against Dallas and Buffalo. I don't know. The Bengals seem to be at least on offense, they seem to be figuring it out. I don't know. Division game. I don't know. I just got a hunch. I went Cincinnati. I got it high scoring and tight. 33-30 Bengals.
Well, I have got it lower and tighter. I'm just way too impressed with Baltimore. Once again, it seems like no matter what they lose, that defense is just crazy. The offense seems to be figuring it out. But, again, division game, the Bengals' offense has been getting better. They're going to have a tough go of things, I think, against that defense. But, you know, Burrow, I mean, they've got the receivers. They've got Burrow. I went 24-23 Baltimore.
Oof. Yeah, and that honestly, that Baltimore defense had been bad until the game against Buffalo. But I even said last week on the podcast I wouldn't be shocked to see them turn it around at some point, and they did last week. Unfortunately, I brought that up, and it came to fruition against my team because they did a great job against Buffalo. I went in a close one, 27-26 Baltimore. But, yeah, I mean, this one can just go either way. Since Cincinnati's had a rough start, but the thing I don't like is, from what I've seen, is Cincinnati's defense. That's the thing. Yeah. That their defense has looked kind of rough. Anarumo is known for figuring some of that stuff out at some point, but early on I don't like what I've seen from their defense.
Yeah, this was the last game I picked, and I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. Brian said it with a hunch. I'm just going with a hunch. I'm going 23-20 Bengals. Maybe the Bengals seem to play, I hate to say to their competition, but the Bengals do seem to show up in the big games against the good teams. And look. Great, they won last week. They're still in a big hole here. What are they, 1-3? I mean, these games are, for whatever it's worth, these games are desperate. I mean, they need to have them, and they're at home. Doesn't mean they're going to get it. Baltimore, when Baltimore gets going with Henry and Lamar running the way that, I think I said it to you guys when that opening game against the Chiefs, even though they lost because Lamar was, terrible throwing the ball like usual. But it's almost unstoppable when they get Henry or Lamar running. You don't know who's getting it, but it's a week-to-week league. I'm going Bengals.
And Jesse did go Baltimore. So 3-2 Baltimore.
And Jesse went Vikings, too, I think I saw.
Yes, Jesse went Vikings.
So real quick, the thing I hate the most is happening in this game. The fucking Jets are almost the 25 of Minnesota, 4th and 2. Kick the fucking field goal. Get some points on the board. You're only down 10-0. They go for it and don't get it. How stupid. I don't understand it.
Is the not to make a light of it, because I you guys probably get sick of me talking about it, but the field sometimes in those goddamn international games, like, do you think maybe that's playing into it, you know?
It's looked fine. The field
looks good. Yeah.
Does it look good?
Really, in London, it's usually been good. But, yeah, I know in, like, Brazil it was rough there. Yeah. And
well, that and the fact Mexico, that you've got a Zerline kick, and it's not like you've got some.
I think it might even be turf here, yeah. Honestly, okay. In London.
So Rodgers just made a bad decision to go for it since he's.
Right. Yeah, they're not playing good, so he's trying to be. Yep. All right. Game two. We only got 6 1 o'clock games this week with the bye week and in the early London game. But the next 1 o'clocker, we got a couple team games there we got to take out. Cleveland at Washington. I had this last I looked at. Cleveland getting 3 points. Washington -3.
Yeah, boy. Two teams going in opposite directions here. It's kind of interesting to see if Washington can keep, can beat the teams they're supposed to, Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the mark. If they're going to be a good team and be there at the end this year, these are the games they got to win. So, I went Washington. They've been throwing some beatdowns out there. I don't have them quite throwing the beatdown this week, but I got it 24-13. Redskins.
Well, about the beatdown I got, I have an 11-point game. I went Washington as well, 28-17. And Jesse went Washington.
Okay. Washington, the offense has been outstanding. I heard a stat this week that they're scoring on 68% of their drives through the first 4 weeks, and which is like the highest rate through 4 weeks of any NFL team ever. The second highest was the 2007 Patriots, and they only scored on 58% of their drives. So it's just the offense has been unbelievable. Daniels is 82% completion percentage, best ever, not rookie, best ever through 4 weeks, 82%.
Yeah, his numbers are like historic.
Yeah, not historic of anyone rookie, all time, not rookie. Yeah, it's like crazy, his numbers, which is nuts. But the defense is, I don't know how much you can trust the defense there, but, the offense has looked great. And, I got 27-24. Washington, and a close one, but I think that offense is gonna. I don't know. We'll see. This is a good defense they're going against, so we'll see.
Yeah, I guess a lot of these games I just struggle. Daniels goes 82%, and they score on 68% of their drives through the whole 17 games. Washington may win the Super Bowl this year. Been right. Pretty phenomenal, but you also it is. I don't know how sustainable
right
it is, but it's been pretty impressive. And they've got a run game. They've got the two-headed monster with that Robinson, who I have in fantasy, and Eckler looks like. Again, look, guys, I watch the red zone, so I can't sit here and say I see a lot of it. But Eckler looks like he has a burst when they bring him in, like the way they're using him. Fresh legs and all that stuff. I mean, just Cleveland. Cleveland to me, you can't pick them, can you? I mean, where do they find the points? There was a play last week against the Raiders that basically summed it up. Probably the best play Watson's had since he's come to the Browns. He threw like a sweet throw, and it ended up being like a 78-yard touchdown or something, and it was called back on a terrible holding call. It sort of like just sums them up. I don't know what's wrong with Amari Cooper. I don't know if his name being in the rumored trade with the Niners for Ayuk has thrown him off, but I saw something about all the drops he was having when I was watching last week, and I think he had a drop in the Raiders game that turned into a pick or something. Something's not right there, so then really where are they going to find their points? But I've got it 28-20 Washington. Washington's just humming right now.
Yep, they are, and like you said, it's a historic rate. So, I mean, it's not sustainable, really. I mean, quite literally. It's just not. So, but it's nonetheless, it's been impressive for a rookie.
But it doesn't mean, you know, when he's not going to be 82%, but he might be 70 in the
70s. Yeah, he's not going to be 28. Yeah. He's not going to be 28% either. Yeah, right.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's impressive nonetheless, but yeah, not sustainable. All right, next one. This is a little bit of an ugly one. I don't think I'd like to watch much of this one. Indy at Jacksonville. Are we going to get – looks like we might be getting Flacco again. Last I saw, Richardson was doubtful.
Taylor's out for sure.
Yeah, and Taylor's out, yep. I don't know. That offense kind of looked better with Flacco in there.
That's what I was thinking.
They can move the ball through the air more anyways. I mean, it takes away the dual threat, obviously. But Jacksonville is -3. Indy's getting 3 points here.
Yeah, kind of a hunch. I went Jacksonville. I don't know. They got to win one at some point here. I don't think they're going to go 0-for for the season. Again, division game, and we just said, Indy not lighting the world on fire themselves. So I went Jacksonville in this one. I got it tight, like a Jaguar, 27-24. Jacksonville.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
No Taylor, I think, even with Flacco in there. Jacksonville, I mean. If they don't win this week, then I'm definitely not picking them again. Sooner they have to win one. But
that's what I'm thinking.
You know, the Colts haven't exactly been an amazing team, so I'm gonna. I went Jacksonville here, 24-21. Jesse went Indy.
Yeah, the Trevor Lawrence regression has just been. I don't know. I mean, he looks as bad or worse than he did his rookie year. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's very disappointing for them. I got to think, and I don't know. At some point, you start. I mean, they aren't going to probably give up on him yet. So at some point, it heads turned to Patterson. So
right.
I saw he was asked about it in a press conference this week, which was kind of funny. I don't know if anybody else saw that.
No.
The reporter asked him. Where does this leave your job status or something like that? And he just said, well, that's a funny question, he said, or something like that. that's an odd question, yeah. He said, or something. He's like, I don't even know how to answer that. And it was just a weird interaction that he kind of seemed befuddled that it was even a thing.
Even a talk.
Yeah. Which, I don't know.
Or that would even be up to him, right? Like,
right.
He has no control over that.
I kind of like that Flacco's playing this game, and I took Indy 24-23, assuming that Flacco does. It seemed like he's going to, but yeah, I got a close one. I don't know. I went back and forth. I took Indy 24-23.
1 point, Kelly. It's up to 3.5 now, so this is a bonus for you.
Oh, even better.
I was worried I'm going to get stuck on this train of just picking Jacksonville till they win. So I struggled with this, but I'm with you on Flacco. I actually feel better if Richardson's playing, especially with no Taylor. Taylor, that offense runs through him. So I guess for that reason, I'm going 28-24 Jacksonville, but yeah, I'd rather, I do think especially because they're going to have to rely on the passing game, I think, more without Taylor in there. And that certainly seems like you like your odds better with Flacco. But
yeah, if Richardson was playing without Taylor, that would be, I think, way more scary, yeah.
Yeah. But to your point, Kyle, you said this was one you wouldn't want to watch, but based on all of our scores,
right.
This seems like it'd be pretty good. I actually, when you intro'd that, I figured you were talking about the one you're probably going to get to next that might
I might watch tie. After the 2-minute warning. The rest of the game I don't care about.
Yeah.
Who did you take, Andy?
I took Jacksonville, 28-24.
24, okay. So I guess this isn't a team game with no Dolphins here. Miami at New England. This might be an even uglier one, honestly. Boy, this AFC East is starting to look like a cakewalk the more and more this goes.
Right? Bills clinch with a tie.
Yeah.
This week.
Yeah, this, boy, this has ugly written all over it. I went New England, basically, I guess, because they're home. I don't know. And, boy, that Miami quarterback situation is just about as ugly as it can get right now. I saw they're maybe expecting Tua back in, like, week 8, I think I saw.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that, but, yeah.
Yeah, I went New England. I got it about as ugly as you can get. I got 9-6.
Wowzers.
It just has a fest, field goal fest.
Touchdown and
a
safety?
Yeah.
God damn it.
I don't have it much higher, but I gave them each a touchdown at least. I went 16-13 New England.
You got more faith than me.
Jesse went New England.
Yeah, I think some people are probably got to be starting to look at McDaniel a little sideways here too now. Because, I mean, as soon as you lose one guy, the whole ship just goes sideways. It's a little scary with all the weapons they have.
Right.
Well, even without Tua, it shouldn't go this sideways, right. You wouldn't think. And I think some people need to give Tua a little more credit maybe.
Yep.
Don't sometimes because of how bad this looks now. So, with all that being said, I'm going New England just because I don't like the way things look in Miami right now. 17-16 New England.
Oh, yeah. What's Miami's record right now?
They're 1-3.
Yeah, they're both 1-3.
If the Dolphins don't win another game till and it week 8 shows up, can they in good conscience put Tua in there?
Right. Yeah. What's the point?
I hate that if that's what happens. I know. Oh, we could run the table and there's 3 wild cards or whatever. But come on. Anyway. Yeah, I'm right with you guys. Compared to Brian, I got an arena game. I've got it 18-12, New England. Kirk Cousins threw for more yards Thursday night than the Patriots have thrown for all year.
Wow.
I think the Patriots have like 477 total yards passing.
That's a good one there. Yeah.
That tells you anything. But the Dolphins without Tua can't be much better. I mean, right. Oh, my God, that was...
Yeah,
I thought that Hundley would be able to do something, but
yeah. Oh,
geez. Oh, God.
So, and maybe he will eventually. Maybe some of that's just he has been there for a week, you know?
Yeah, right. Good point.
Because we've seen some decent stuff from him before.
Yeah.
And I did see, for whatever it's worth, I think Mostert's playing this week.
They've got to run the ball like 30 times. That's the other thing to Kylie's point about McDaniel. I mean, fuck, dude. Just run the ball. Figure out how to get the ball to fucking Hill and Waddle somehow.
Yeah.
bubble screens or reverses or
They have so many weapons.
Yeah, they have Mostert and A-Chain and those two. It's like they have so many weapons. There's no reason that they should look this bad as soon as they lose Tua. It's just, to me, that's like, that I'd start looking sideways at the coach because to lose one guy and it just
completely falls apart.
Yeah, when you have that many weapons.
But, you know, it also makes me wonder about all these teams when they lose a quarterback and they immediately, their backup's not good enough and they go sign somebody off the practice squad that has to learn the – it's like, did they not know Skylar Thompson sucked right
from right.
the
beginning?
Right.
They couldn't have found Huntley in the preseason and said, hey, you don't have a job or you're on practice squad.
Right.
We want you to be our backup. How do these teams not know that? You know, Willis, now granted, he's played with Love out, but there was talk there after that first game. Well, maybe they're bringing Clifford off the practice squad, or maybe they'll sign a fourth guy. And it's like, if you don't have the right guy as your backup, what the fuck are you even doing?
Especially Miami with a guy like Tua, who's injury prone.
Yeah. I know the one thing that I have heard about that is that teams don't like to snipe guys off of practice squads. It's like in good conscience in good type.
Unless we need to type thing.
And it builds good relations. They've said that it can kind of hurt a relationship with the team and stuff. And I have heard that before, and I don't know if that maybe plays part in it.
Yeah.
And they're like, if it's this close, let's just not touch it.
Okay.
Type thing, maybe. But then when a guy goes down, that's when they start saying,
hey, we need to.
Yeah. So and maybe that's the only thing I could think of that maybe it is.
Yeah. Just a quick point, too, and I get that as a general statement. Thompson probably would have played that game if he wasn't hurt.
Possible, yeah.
Right, he had a chest thing going on.
Although he looked horrible,
look horrible. What's interesting is Miami had that Mike White that played for the Jets, and they cut him. And to Eric's point, like
he's on Buffalo's practice
squad. Is he? It's like, I mean, maybe White was bad. I mean, look, there's not enough good quarterbacks for every team to have a starter. So if you're the Colts and have a Flacco or some of these teams that have a decent backup, you're pretty lucky. But to Eric's point, it is kind of head scratching to some degree of what these teams are doing.
And if God forbid Allen got hurt, I think I'd rather see them give White a chance than Trubisky.
Yeah.
From what I've seen from Mike White in the past, I think it would be ugly if Allen went down regardless, especially Buffalo's a little bit less weapons this year. Without Allen, they would be in a lot of trouble.
Toast. Like. Yeah.
All right, that's it for the 1 o'clock games that aren't team games.
Right.
So on to 4 o'clocks. First one I have on my list, Arizona at San Francisco, big division matchup. Both teams 2-2, I believe.
Arizona
1-3. Arizona's 1-3, okay. So, yeah, I mean, this one, San Francisco's got to have them. They're -7.5, so pretty heavily favored as far as NFL goes. I think the highest one of the week.
Yeah, I mean, Arizona the first couple weeks was looking pretty decent. But, boy, they've seemed to regress these last couple weeks. And, yeah, like we mentioned earlier, someone mentioned earlier, San Fran, like I think when you had them on your power rankings, Kylie, you mentioned it. A lot of injuries, but they're still playing pretty damn good. Defense is still playing good, and the offense seems to be plugging along, even with, you know, McCaffrey out, and Debo was out for a game or two.
Yeah, he played last week.
Yeah.
Trent Williams, I'm not sure what his status is, but, yeah, that's a big one for them, it seems like, always when he's out.
Yeah. But, yeah, I went San Fran. I just think they do enough. I got it 30-20. Niners.
I went with the Niners also, 31-13 here. I just think the Niners eventually are going to get on track. But, you know, talking about the Cardinals and what they've done so far, they played the Bills within 6 points. They hammered the Rams, played the Lions within 7 points, and then got absolutely destroyed by the Commanders last week, which, to our point, is that a sign that the Cardinals maybe aren't that good or just how good Washington is?
Right.
You know, Arizona's played some decent teams pretty damn well. But, again, San Fran being 2-2, I think they've got to get this before long. They're going to start slipping back in the division and in the overall standings. So I went Niners 31-13, and Jesse also went Niners.
Yeah, that I went San Fran. I mean, they haven't looked fantastic early on here. I just assume they're just that roster's so good. I just think they're gonna be one of the top five teams by the end of the year. I'd be shocked if they weren't, with or without McCaffrey. They're able to run the ball. 32-20, San Francisco.
Yeah, this is a tricky little game, but I have the Niners 30-24. I think Arizona's a lot like they were last year. They're pesky. I think they're well coached. I just think their roster isn't quite there yet. To me, they're almost like a team like I always talk about the Bears, like the number one thing this year is Caleb, right? I think the number one thing for the Cardinals this year is, can Murray play a full season healthy? And then they have to determine if he can, is he their guy? Yeah. Because odds are they're going to have a good pick, right? That's, to me, the biggest thing Arizona's got to figure, because they're kind of in this, I'd say rebuild, but they're in a build, right? They're going young. They're getting younger players in. They've got, I mean, Harrison looks like as advertised. They've got some pieces there, but they've got to figure out what's happening at quarterback. So that, to me, is Arizona's number one thing. They are a pesky team, though. They're gonna throw some teams for a loop this year, I do think.
Didn't they just extend him, like, last year? I'm pretty sure they extended, like, a four-year extension like last year, yeah. Kyler. So I think they're kind of stuck with him.
Kyler, maybe. Yeah, I'm not sure.
Yeah, Murray. I'm pretty sure they signed him to a four-year extension last
year. Seems like they did last
year.
But then, yeah, then you got to ask, how's that structured, right? And can they get out of it? Yeah, how do they? But yeah.
Right, which is always a thing. But
kind of like I meant to say when we were talking about Jacksonville, like you said, they're not going to probably give up on Lawrence. Well, they just signed Lawrence to a huge deal, and I have no idea how – you know, how well they, when they get out of that scot-free. But yeah, I don't know if Murray signed. I missed my Arizona Cardinals weekly flyer in the mail. But I think he's looked pretty decent so far. He's one of those guys that just, he's kind of a head scratcher because he's inconsistent.
He's just such an incredible athlete. I mean, if you're that size, and most guys aren't going to get away with it, but he's just such an incredible athlete that he does for his size. Like, nobody else would be able to.
And I know that they track the miles per hour and this and that bullshit, but, man, when I see him and he takes off and gets – he is so fucking – he, like, glides. Yeah. He is just so quick.
Mm-hmm. Dangerous. Dangerous.
Yeah.
I mean, the big thing for me is their defense right now. They just are
– yeah.
They're just way behind just, in their defense.
They're not there. Their roster's not there.
Yeah. Offensively, they're good. They should be able to keep up with people, but it's a matter of their defense to me.
5-year, $230 million with 160 guaranteed.
That's got to be Lawrence.
Was that last year?
No, that's Murray signed in
2022. Holy shit.
2 years. Okay, 2 years ago.
2 years ago.
Jesus.
Oh, wait.
Yeah, I remember he was like, when they did it, he was like second or third highest paid guy.
He has a cap hit above $49 million this year.
Yeah, they're pretty.
Yeah, that's taller than he is.
I thought I remembered that because they made him like a top five guy when they did it. Yeah, so they're pretty set on him, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and that's to the point. We say it all the time. That's just what happens when a guy, if you're going to extend the guy and he's a starter, it's almost top three money, almost automatic. Right,
exactly. All right. How about Las Vegas Raiders at the Denver Broncos?
Huh.
I don't know if this one's moved. It was -3 when I checked Denver.
Two and a half.
Two and a half?
and both 2-2. This is
kind
of a sneaky big game in that division.
Jesus Christ.
Little big game.
Little big game.
I mean, nobody's catching Kansas City, so it doesn't matter, right?
Hey. Yeah.
Never know. Oh, we know.
We know.
I went Denver. Nick seems to be doing enough, and that defense has been pretty fucking solid. Vegas is kind of up and down. You know, one game they'll look pretty decent. Next game they look like dog shit.
So, Vegas is missing like 7 guys this week.
Right. I went Denver. Fairly ugly. 16-9 Bronkies.
Well, this is going to be a great game of football.
It was the same thing with Vegas last week, and we all switched to the Browns.
I know, and then they ended up pulling it out.
So almost everybody.
Right, yeah. Right.
I didn't switch to the Browns. I was stupid from the start.
Jesse went Denver. I'm going to stick with the old Raiders again. I have very little faith in Denver right now. Not that I have much in the Raiders, but division game, always play each other close. It's going to be, your score is probably better than mine. It's going to be so damn boring score-wise. Which means Red Zone's going to cover it for the majority of the day, you know, because they just never get to the Red Zone. I went Raiders 21-17.
Isn't Denver like your second team?
John Elway was there.
You got to stick with them still.
Not with Bo Nix.
Bo Nix!
I've gone back and forth on this one so much, and I know I'm going to pick the wrong team no matter what I do.
That's what we do.
I kind of like Denver. It seemed like maybe Peyton was getting a hold of things there. But the way I see this Jets game right now is making me want to lean back towards Vegas. I'm gonna go with Vegas. 20-13 yeah. Vegas.
Mm. Oh. Wow. Mm. A lot of guys out for the Raiders. You know, they're across the country today. There's guys on death row that have been offered to commute their sentence if they watch this game, and they've all passed. Jesus, I've got the same score as Kylie, but I've got Denver. 20-13. The Raiders suck, and then they're missing Adams. I think they're missing Crosby again. They're just missing too many guys. So I'll be wrong. The Raiders will score 40 points because I'm playing Benson, so fucking Minshew will probably have 5 touchdowns. Assholes. Jesus, fuck.
Yeah, last I saw Crosby was questionable. I didn't see
anything.
Minshew mustache mania. But
yeah, that's, yeah, like you said, that could be an ugly one. Next one, Green Bay at the Los Angeles Rams. I don't know if this one's moved, and it was right on the edge. It was +3 Rams.
These 4 o'clock games is kind of a buffet of shit.
Kind of a snooze fest.
I kind of like this one.
This one is probably the best.
At least you got 2 good quarterbacks in this one.
Yeah, this is the best one by far, I would say, least on paper.
Is Love back this week? I thought I saw
he played last week.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Where was I
at? God. Must have been the same publication doesn't have Detroit.
In. He got his shit kicked in by the Vikings last week.
Man. Boy. I must have been sleeping last week.
Well, I was working.
So. Yeah, right. Yeah,
so
yeah.
So
I was sleeping. Yeah.
Yeah, he played and they were getting killed. And he did make a little comeback.
Came back. Yeah. Almost won in the end.
Yeah. But yeah, he played last week. Yeah.
I don't know. Rams, so many guys out still. I went Green Bay. I just think they're the better team right now. I went 27-22. Packers.
Jesse went Packers as well. I went 27-23 to the Rams.
You got to keep riding your Rams.
You got to keep riding the Rams. Them and the Jets here. That's a face mask. Come on. I don't know how I'm going to get these two teams in the Super Bowl. But
hey, it's a long season. I wouldn't be shocked by anything. I went Green Bay. I mean, 30-24, it's not going to blow me away either way, but I went Green Bay.
Yeah, this should be a good game. I think of the 4 o'clock games, this one on paper is a good one. I've got 28-23 Green Bay. I think, again, they had some of that Green Bay game on last week where they fell behind early, big time, to the Vikings, and they were saying it didn't seem like Love was trusting the knee. When he was throwing, he was kind of throwing off his back foot. But I'm assuming as the game went on, because he got hot and got them kind of climb back in the game, that maybe he started trusting it as it went. So I'm kind of thinking this week he'll come out of the gates maybe a little more, not worried about the knee. And I'm going to take Green Bay. I'll be rooting for the Rams, of course, but I'm taking Green Bay.
So I'm Lone Wolf in the Rams, and we just got a text that Jesse has switched from New England to Miami. So he's Lone Wolf in the Pens.
Boom.
So you listening to this live, and he heard us say maybe.
You got a live feed.
He's standing outside the door.
Yeah, with a can up to the door.
All right. The 12th man in Seattle. The New York Giants at the Seattle Seahawks. Seahawks -7.
G-Man. And I saw
Neighbors
is out. Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, believe me, because Benson, because I'm playing Benson, all my fucking guys are out.
Benson Luck.
I got to play Johnny Neighbors.
I suffered through the Benson Luck last week against fucking Melissa. Bullshit.
That was brutal. That was brutal.
Yeah.
Benson Luck. H.N. stopped it twice at the 1 yard line, and then what's his name runs it in.
Yeah. There you go. Oh. Jets trying to climb back in it. Where are we at? Yeah, going Seattle.
Yeah.
I don't know. The Giants, I mean, Daniel Jones has played pretty deep. He played good against Dallas last week. They couldn't get in the end zone. But Neighbors out, I mean, he's like their only guy on offense, basically. And then what you said, Singletary's out too, running back. So, boy, that's tough. And Seattle's just always pretty damn good at home. So, yeah, I went Seahawks 26-13. Bam. Over those G-men.
Jesse went Seahawks. I went Seahawks. Giants, they've been more impressive than I thought they'd be. But that's still not saying a lot.
Right.
I mean,
the bar's pretty low.
The bar was pretty low at the beginning of the season, in my opinion. And Seattle, I was not high on them early on, but they've looked every bit the part of what they've been the last couple years. So I have it 24-10 Seattle.
Yeah, Kenneth Walker looks incredible. Yeah. That's the one. He might be the best pure running back with Chubb out. Might be just the best pure runner, like. Right now, that Detroit game, he just looks like he shot out of a cannon every time they handed him the ball.
Well, and they look like geniuses now from their draft a couple of years ago, because they had Metcalf and Lockett on big deals.
Mm-hmm.
Lockett's getting a little older, a little dinged up. They're finally getting Smith and Jigba in the game, and boy, they've been waiting for him. And he's
Geno's got all kinds of weapons. And the Giants, Singletary's out. As I mentioned, they have a rookie running back. It'll be interesting to see him get some work that they drafted this year. Tyrone Tracy Jr., his name is. I think he's Purdue. He's actually kind of interesting. He's a converted receiver. He only played running back 1 year at Purdue. So he's obviously a great pass catcher out of the backfield. And I think he's a little bit of a smaller guy. But, so that'll be one to watch. I went Seattle. 28-23.
Cat is driving me nuts. Yes, you, bucko. Get the hell off of here. No, just lay down on him. Yeah, just lay down on everything. That makes sense. You lay down on my sheet. Luckily, I remember the score. I have to get this out from under him. Yeah, I'm wondering if I gave the Giants too many points, but Kylie just gave the Giants more. I got 28-17 Seattle. Yeah, I think without Neighbors and God, no Singletary, that running game's kind of iffy anyway.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be a long day for Daniel Jones.
Yep. All Daniel right.
Daniel Jones season in trouble.
All righty. Monday night. The New Orleans Saints venture into Kansas City at a negative 5.5 point spread. Kansas City favored.
Yeah, Kansas City hasn't really been overly impressive, but like you said, they're 4-0. They just find ways to win. Know how to win games. New Orleans, I don't know.
Started out hot.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Derek Carr is kind of who we think he is. You know, he's just middle of the road guy. You know. Yeah, in Kansas City, I don't know. I don't got a big margin because I don't know. I mean, maybe eventually Kansas City will have one of those games where they just beat the shit out of someone, but they haven't done it yet. So I got it.
Losing their best receiver now too.
Yeah. So yeah, I got it one score. 24-17 Chiefs.
Look at that guy, Brian.
Holy fuck. He's had too many fish and chips this morning.
Well, I agree with everything Brian just said.
Wow. I never fucking
whoa. Can't mark go again. That down.
The Saints are, you know, coming back down to earth. And I have the score 24-17.
Woo!
Is that what you had?
Yeah.
Wow. I have 23-17.
Oh! Hey.
So, you know, this is going to be like 40-38.
New Orleans.
Yeah, I got
Kansas City
23-17. Yeah, the offense just seems like Mahomes, I think, might be leading the NFL in interceptions, I think. Or he's right up there. He's thrown like 4 or 5 already. But they keep winning games. And the thing is, they're 4-0, and their offense isn't playing good. That's what's scary.
Once it starts clicking.
Yeah, that's what's really scary. So.
This is out. This is crazy. I've got 24 for Kansas City. I've got a little. I've got this tight. I've got it 24-22 Kansas City. Yeah, in Kansas City. But yeah, the games have been close, and I don't know what Saints team are you going to see. Like you guys said, Carr is who we thought he was. He's up and down, middle of the road guy, inconsistent. Yeah.
Yep.
And another primetime game for the Chiefs. You'd think, I mean, what in the Dallas Cowboys is going on here? You'd think they won Super Bowls or something.
Well, Buffalo had 3 in a row. But, yeah, they're back to 1 o'clock. And then they have another one next week, Buffalo. I can't remember who against next week. Oh, I can't remember.
Jets, Chiefs.
Monday night against the Jets. That's what it is.
Ooh. Oh, God. Yep. They might want to flex that.
All right. Let's go back to 1 o'clock. Starting the team games now, right? Did I get all the
non-teams? Yep.
All right. Well, we'll start with mine. Buffalo at Houston. The Stephon Diggs Bowl.
Well, I think really quick, Kylie, it's fair to say this is a big game.
It's pretty big, except for if the Jets keep getting their ass kicked, then it's not so much Buffalo, I guess. But yeah, I mean, yeah, as far as
you know, this was obviously when you looked at the, when the schedule was released, this was one of the probably top four or five you circled on Buffalo's schedule with the trade. It'll be interesting. Buffalo's got a lot of injuries this week, and then they lost Von Miller for 4 weeks with his suspension, which is so weird. And still haven't seen really – it's a bizarre thing. I don't – they still haven't really, from what I've seen, unless somebody else has seen something, I haven't, what it's from. I'm assuming it's from what happened last year, but nobody's – it seems like it's very tight-lipped. I don't know. Bizarre. Either way, don't have him for four games. He started out the year pretty good. No Shakir this week, which he's been their best receiver. So that's not great either.
Key on time, baby.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be the same. I mean, they have a lot of guys, and they've just been spreading it around. But Shakir's been the one guy, like, on third down that you can – that seemed like he's always open on third down and extending drives. So that's what sucks. But, you know, Keon, Kincaid, maybe a big Kincaid game. Got their asses kicked last week, Sunday night, against the Ravens. First time in 2 years. I guess they were due to get their asses handed to them. I remember it was in Buffalo against Indy, and Jonathan Taylor ran all over them. I think he had like three touchdowns, and Indy beat the shit out of him by like 30. And this was much of the same. Derrick Henry, right off the get-go, first carry, 80 yards, touchdown, and he ended up with, I don't know, 150, 180 yards. They couldn't tackle him. And then even when they would pass, it was a lot of Justice Hill. A lot. He had a big game for them. He was getting open a lot. They really got exposed at linebacker this week for the first time, which they have two backups starting. I was worried about with all the injuries and stuff going into the year, and everything had looked really good the first 3 weeks. Well, they got exposed in this one. And hopefully they're able to clean it up in this game against Houston and look a little better. The offense against Baltimore wasn't much better. It seemed like nobody was open. I didn't think Allen played horrible. It's hard to tell. Sometimes it's hard to tell on TV if he's missing guys open or not. You know what I mean? The view we get to see on TV, you don't really get to see the receivers downfield and stuff, whether he's missing guys or not. Allen's pretty good. If a guy's open, he's usually finding them. So I got to think the guys just weren't getting open, and Baltimore did a good job. The other thing they did was they had really good timely blitzes against Buffalo. Baltimore did, and they were getting free rushers a lot, and Allen was running for his life. That was the most this year that they kept blitzing and getting a free rusher, and he had to get out of the pocket. It seemed like every time he was passing, he had to leave the pocket because they were getting free rushers. And wasn't great with their protections and getting those guys blocked. So he had time and nobody was getting open. And that's what happened. They got beat down, ran all over, and couldn't get anybody open on offense. So now you're fighting some injuries against this Houston team. Houston hasn't looked great. I mean, they struggled to beat Jacksonville last week. They got their asses kicked by Minnesota. They looked better the first 2 weeks, but the last 2 weeks they haven't looked great. I don't know. I don't know what to think about this game. I got it close. Both teams, the last few weeks, I guess Buffalo 2 weeks ago looked really good, but it's hard to tell. This is where it kind of went up and down. I went 31-27 Buffalo. I actually had Houston circled at first, and I switched. I don't know. I could see it either way. But I think there's going to be some points for sure.
Yeah, this was one of the tougher ones to pick this week, I think. I ended up going Bills. I don't know. I think they have a bounce back game.
like Kylie said, all you know, the injuries got to worry a little bit, but yeah, like you said, Houston hasn't exactly looked great either. So I don't know. I just think Buffalo finds a way. I think they bounce back after getting ran over last week. I got it 34-27 Bills.
Jesse
pretty went, close to me.
Jesse went Bills as well. I actually went the other way.
Yeah.
I went with Houston 23-20.
No, you got a little lower scoring than we do.
Yep. Yeah.
I initially went Buffalo, and I've been contemplating the switch because of the injuries, but I think I'll just keep it. But I'm kind of sensing what Wallace is saying. And Houston hasn't looked good. Like, are they due to have their breakout game? They just haven't looked right. But I've got it, 31-24 Bills. I'm just going to keep it.
Yeah, it should be a good one. I'd probably the highlight of the one. Well, Baltimore, Cincinnati, those two are probably the 1 o'clock highlighters. But
I guess I don't know. Yeah. I'd take Buffalo, Houston. I mean, since he's 1-3, they beat Carolina. Whoopity fucking ding dong.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. I guess it's just.
But there's a lot of stars on the Bengals.
They win this game. They both have the same record. So,
yeah, right. I get it. They're both good. But
And since he's ahead of them in the division, then. So it's.
I think Buffalo Houston just. To me, Buffalo Houston would be more appealing to watch. I don't know. Yeah. Baltimore, since he's great, it just might be a little more boring.
All right. Now it's on to your Bears. 1 o'clock for this one, too. Carolina.
The Bears. The Red Rifle Redemption Tour.
Oh, yeah.
Chicago. So last week, the Bears had a really nice overall win against the Rams. Lo and behold, they actually ran the ball. It's amazing what happens when you can run the ball. I'm still not going to say all the ills of the world have been healed on the running game, but Jesus, it was so bad. And, you know, Swift got loose. He had like a 36-yard touchdown that helped pad the overall numbers. But I think Swift had like 92 rushing with long touchdown and then like 78 receiving, which is exactly why they threw the money at him in free agency, was that kind of game. You know, Caleb was real solid. He only had like 167 yards, but the one stat that I really liked, I think he was 7 of 8 against the blitz with his touchdown that he threw, which was a really nice throw to DJ Moore in the back of the end zone. He had another nice throw. I mean, it's hard to tell. Keenan Allen got tackled in the end zone. That was, you know, good chance that would have been a touchdown. So they got the ball at the one. And one of the best things they did all day seems so elementary. They brought in an extra offensive lineman at tight end, and they line up in the under center, and they just went power versus power and got the touchdown with Roschon Johnson. It's like, fucking elementary, my dear Watson. Line up and just – sometimes you just have to win, right, and not be fancy and try to trick somebody. Sometimes right. You just got to line up and power it through. And that was one thing I had read, is that the little bit of success on the running game that they had been having, which hadn't been much up till last week, was under center, not out of shotgun. So they got to be able to watch the film and adjust. So – defense did a nice job against Stafford. Of course, he didn't have his weapons, but the defense was buzzing. They got turnovers. You know, they had a big, in fact, what set up that, you know, the sequence where there was the pass interference and the 1 yard run was set up by a strip sack fumble recovery on like the 7 yard line. And I think they picked Stafford off a couple times. That Brisker, who I think played at Penn State, Eric, sealed the game with a pick. He actually had a pick I think towards the end of the first half, but it was waved off because he went out of bounds and didn't reestablish. But yeah, overall, another solid. That defense is solid. That defense keeps them in it. My biggest argument, and as we segue into the game this week against Carolina, they have got to do something in the first half. I think they were shut out again in the first half. You cannot have those slow starts and expect your defense every week to keep you in it. And we'll see. This is game three with Dalton, but what a different team they are with just somebody that can actually do something in there. I mean, I think we're all going to agree that Andy Dalton isn't a world beater, but he's a solid, capable veteran quarterback, and he's getting the ball out to people. And he had them, you know, and this will be an indictment maybe on the Bengals. We'll find out, you know, today, I guess, how the Bengals play. But, you know, was it good on Carolina or bad on Cincinnati? But Carolina was in that game right up through it. Cincy, I think, pulled away maybe 1 by 10 at the end. But that was a dogfight. And the Bears are definitely facing a lot different team than with Bryce Young. So I think they'll have their work cut out for them. But I'm going to go 23-18 Bears. I'm hoping that they've figured something out and get the run game going again, so Caleb doesn't throw like 50 times like he did 2 weeks ago. You set your rookie quarterback up with the run game, and then you let Caleb work. I'd like to see Caleb connect on some deep shots that he's been missing as part of his progression. But, you know, keep it going. I'm going to go 23-18 Bears. But, man, don't sleep on Carolina to possibly win this one.
Yeah, it should be a close one, I think. I went Bears at home. I don't know. I just that defense and yeah, they is. Am I right thinking Williams hasn't really turned it over at least the last couple games, right? I mean,
he turned it over 3 times against the Colts, where they had to throw like 50 sometimes. He had like 360 yards and a couple touchdowns, but he had lost a fumble and threw a couple picks. But I mean, he's had some turnovers, but again, you know, he's taken some shots. He's trying to make stuff happen when I've seen him. So I'm not.
Yeah, I know a couple he had against
worried
Houston.
About it.
A couple you had against Houston were late in the game when they were down like 2 scores, which I wouldn't even count those.
No, you got to make something happen.
Yeah, that's where some people, you know, the interceptions, not all interceptions are equal. Like, no, I wouldn't even count those ones. Like when you're down 2 scores and late in the game trying to come back, like you got to try to do something. Yeah. I don't know. I went Bears. I got a close one score. I got 26-20. Bear down.
I mean, I like what I've seen from the Bears so far. I really like to, now that Dalton's in there, just seeing how much different the Panthers are playing.
That's crazy.
This could be a real interesting game. And the thing I think is funny on that is, you know, hearing a lot in the last week or two about how it's such a copycat league, as we know. Everybody's trying to get that next Lamar Jackson or that type of quarterback. Well, now every defense in the league is trying to build their defense around stopping a Lamar, stopping a Mahomes, stopping a Josh Allen, these mobile guys that do it all. And it's one thing if you have one of those elite guys that can do it and the defense is trying to stop them. But when you're bringing in somebody young that's not quite as polished, like taking Anthony Richardson or Bryce Young or all these guys that should have the pedigree that can't even see the middle of the field, but then you bring in these guys that have been doing it for 20 years, like a Flacco, like a Dalton, even, you know, watching here, Darnold and Mayfield that are just finally in a system where they're able to just be. It's almost like now there's a shift coming back to the pocket passer type of thing because defenses shift so much to try and stop one thing, they don't know how to adapt. But I think this should be an interesting game. Like I say, I'm really interested to see and kind of blew up my weekly stat line of how Deontay Johnson was doing once Andy Dalton got in there because he's been catching about 18 catches for over 100 every week. But I did go Bears in this one, 21-17. But it should be Should be a pretty interesting game, I think.
Last I looked, it was Bears -4, yeah. And it was too juicy for me to not take a shot. Yeah,
I figured somebody would take a swipe at it.
Yeah, I thought about it, but yeah.
With how, you know, obviously if Bryce Young was starting, I probably wouldn't have at all. I wouldn't even considered it, but also the spread probably would have been -7.
Right? I was going to say, it probably have been like a double-digit spread if Bryce Young was playing.
But, yeah, I feel like the way that they've looked like they've been able to move the ball, they should at least be in this game, and I could see it going either way, and I just wanted to take a chance at it. Really, yeah, it feels like it could be a toss-up. I got 27-23 Carolina, but, yeah, obviously, who knows.
A really quick thing I did want to make another point on Chicago that I forgot about is, you know, they're 2-2, and if you read about it, the sky is just falling. And it's like they should have taken Jaden Daniels and this and that. And it's like, you know, that may bear out over the course of it, but it may also be that both guys end up being pretty good.
Well, I think everybody just in that scenario has the trauma from the Bryce Young versus CJ
sure.
Stroud.
I don't think this is that.
This is not the same thing. Just because Daniels started a little quicker, people were, like you say, the sky's falling. We made the wrong pick, which is.
And it compounds because the Bears have never even had a 4,000 yard passer. So the minute that Caleb isn't out there throwing 300 yards and 3 touchdowns every game, everybody's screaming. But like the line hasn't been great. He's shown a lot of good things to me. And it's just kind of funny, right? Like, yeah, they stole the game against Tennessee, but they were right in the game against Houston, in Houston, who everybody thinks is a contender in the AFC. So it's just kind of funny. It's such a knee-jerk. It seems like every year it gets more and more knee-jerk over every drive or every play. It's like, as my buddy Aaron Rodgers once said, relax. And then on the flip side, if you're Carolina, and we said it when the switch was made, Carolina's got to see what kind of team they have. And boy, they're finding out how bad Bryce Young was, I guess, is what I'm getting at. Is, boy, and I don't like giving up on a guy that was drafted number 1 overall after a year and 2 games. But, Carolina's
bad.
How does Carolina?
Crazy because obviously he was good in college. I mean, you wouldn't have went number 1 overall if he wasn't.
Yeah.
I mean,
he was good in college. And look, the pundits, the quote unquote experts were, you know, it wasn't like people were saying, well, Bryce, there was a split camp for sure. A lot of people were worried about Young's size, but there were plenty of people that said, no, he's the number 1. He's going to come in. He's got pro moxie. You know, he's got all these intangibles and again, doesn't mean he's going to be a washout, but if you're Carolina at this point, the problem Carolina's going to get into is if they win 5 or 6 games with Andy Dalton and I don't know what they're going to do at quarterback. I don't really care, but yeah, well, that's the problem they're going to be in.
The worst thing was it's not only that did they just miss on Bryce Young, but they made that trade.
Yes, that's the other part.
I mean, it'd be one thing if they just had the number 1 pick and they picked them and whiffed.
Right.
But they fucking mortgaged their future, basically, for them. And that's what's just, I mean, that just got them in a coffin right now. Yeah, so that's what's just crazy.
Yep.
But yeah, it's tough. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think any of us are gonna cry though.
No, but I'm putting myself in their shoes. If I was a fan, I'd be like, what direction is this thing going in?
Yeah, it's a mess for sure.
Be careful.
Watching Wallace try to navigate. Yeah. Kylie's stairs.
It's just
going up isn't that bad. Coming down with this foot, I'm like, it's
oh,
only
yeah.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, I'm gonna mute my mic and take a little pee break. I'm done with the Bears.
Yeah. So now we got one game left, and it's a big game.
Sunday.
Yeah, Collinsworth will just be choking on. Who's he gonna be choking on tonight?
Well, I definitely TJ Watt. He loves TJ Watt. So
probably Watt and Parsons back and forth.
Well, Parsons is out, so
oh
yeah, so he won't be able to do that. Maybe Lamb.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know, but definitely TJ Watt. You want to go first?
You go right ahead.
You want me to go first? Yeah. So I don't have a recap from last week because I already recapped it because they were. It was the Thursday against the Giants. Right.
Well, then maybe I should have gone first.
Yeah. Sunday night in Pittsburgh. Kind of like when Dallas plays the Niners. I always get a, you know, because they were such a big rival in the 90s. It always kind of brings back those memories for me when they play. And this is kind of the same Dallas-Pittsburgh. I mean, I was pretty young, obviously, with the 70s stuff. I don't remember that, but I don't know. It's always just been, for an interconference matchup, it's, you know, it's kind of one of the big ones.
Yeah, especially when they've played in the Super Bowl before.
Yeah.
I think feel like any time that's happened, it creates a rivalry.
Right. So, Parsons is out. Guessing Lawrence is out too on the defense, although like I've said the last couple weeks, he hasn't really done anything when he's been in there. I don't know if I've heard his name called once in any of the games I've watched. I mean, he's just been invisible out there. No Parsons is pretty huge. Their pass rush hasn't been that great with him and Lawrence in there. So without both of them, I can't imagine it's going to be pretty non-existent, I would think. And then with their struggles against the run, it doesn't bode well, I don't think. They got to try to keep Fields in the pocket. You know, you can't let him escape and do what he likes to do, running the ball. And then offensively, the offensive line's been okay, but it's been a little shaky. And you always got to worry about TJ Watt when you play Pittsburgh, obviously.
The one rookie has been a little rough, hasn't he? The Gable or whatever.
Guyton.
Is that it?
Left tackle, the rookie. Okay. Yeah, he's the one that stepped in.
He's had
a
lot of penalties, I think.
He's had quite a few holding penalties. He's been okay. He's been decent, but yeah, he's had his fair share of holding.
Yeah, goals. He's a rookie. I mean,
right,
playing left tackle.
I think Dallas. You know, the running game. They haven't really relied too heavily on the running game. I think Dowdle can be pretty good for him. I think he can be, I think he can carry the load. He's looked pretty good when they've given him a chance. They just haven't really ran the ball much this year. But boy, I think if they're going to win it, this one, I think they really need that running game this week to try and slow that pass rush down a little bit of Pittsburgh. And I just saw this morning, I didn't even know. Brooks is out. Like, put him on IR. Some kind of knee injury or something, I think.
Who?
The receiver.
Cooks.
Cooks.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, I didn't even know he was hurt. I don't know. I must have been sleeping all last week.
No, I didn't know that either, honestly. Yeah, and I saw just yesterday.
You didn't know your receivers hurt. You didn't know the Detroit Lions are in the league.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Lawrence has been old,
dude.
4 days.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I knew. I knew he was. Yeah, because I knew they said after when he got hurt in the Giants game that he it was more serious than what Parsons was. So I kind of figured he was out for a little bit. So, yeah, I went Pittsburgh. I don't really like the Dallas defense to begin with. And then with no Parsons, and Diggs is playing, but he's a little nicked up too. I think they're getting the rookie, the other corner, the rookie that started the season has been out the last game or two. I think he might be back this week, but lighting it up when he was in there either. I'm waiting for Deron Bland to come back, who was the big play guy in the secondary last year when Diggs was hurt all year. He's close to being back, but I don't think he's back this week. I don't know. I think it could be, I don't know. It could get ugly with that defense again this week. I don't have a crazy high scoring, but I got Pittsburgh winning. I got 26-19 Steelers.
Well, that's just crazy.
My nightmare.
That's just crazy talk. Yeah, so I'll throw in my recap first and give you a little blueprint on how to beat the Steelers. The Colts fucking masterfully did it.
It made it close at the end.
Yeah.
Well, Pittsburgh made mistakes. I mean, Pittsburgh still could have won. Step one, you're worried about the pass rush. Get real creative with your holding. TJ Watt didn't have a single pressure or tackle or anything in the game, if that tells you how well they did. So unless the Colts have the most amazing line ever, two assists on tackles is pretty impressive.
Right.
But you know, they shove Jonathan Taylor down the Steelers' throats, and that's the thing. The Steelers, they've got a pass rush, but when you're not passing and you don't get to them right away, dump offs and, you know, intelligently called draw plays and whatnot to get the defense moving one way, and Jonathan Taylor just gouged them that way. And again, I was just talking about the quarterbacks. The Colts all year long, Richardson, I mean, he can't throw the ball 5 yards to the sideline without sending it 10 feet over someone's head. Flacco came in, and Pittman, I don't know if he had more than 3 catches all season coming into the game, had like a dozen because he just stood in the middle of the field, and Flacco just stood there and peppered him with targets.
And Downs both.
Yeah, yeah, both of them. Yeah, they got more because Downs, that was his first game back after a week or two. And it just the Steelers didn't adjust. It's like we're in our defense, and this is what we're going to play. And, okay, you're getting picked apart. You need to adjust something, do something different, and they didn't. Offensively, the Steelers, couple huge mistakes. Pickens had a catch on the sideline, was almost out of bounds. They reviewed it to see if he fumbled it, but he laid the ball right down at the 5-yard line going into the end zone, cost him a drive. And then Fields, his one play a game, as good as he's looked. He's got that one play, which is why Andy will always remember him. Dropped back, was trying to pivot one way, pivot the other, turning his back to the line, trying to scoot out of there. Saw the pressure coming, and guy just swatted at his foot, and he went down to try and keep himself up with his hands, laid the football down on the ground, but they didn't rule him down by contact, and they called it a fumble. He laid it right down there on a sack.
I remember that one.
Killed a drive.
In which they ended up holding them, and I think Indy didn't score.
Yeah.
I think Indy had to punt.
I think they did, but
I was like, oh, that's the game. I remember when it happened. But then they held him. I was like, oh, they got a chance.
Then on the last drive of the game, there were a couple penalties I could take either way, but there was one I just thought was brutal. They threw it over to the sideline, and Micah Fitzpatrick came over on the guy. And as soon as he saw that he didn't have the ball, I mean, he was kind of just sitting down. Heels were in bounds, falling backwards, waiting for the ball to get to him, went over his head. Fitzpatrick was coming full speed, trying to knock it loose, make the tackle. As soon as he saw that ball go by, he veered to the left really hard, and it wasn't even shoulder to shoulder. He hit him bicep to bicep, and they ruled it defenseless receiver. Yeah. And they're like, what's he supposed to do?
Oh, I saw that one. Yeah, that one was bad.
And it was a 40-yard interference penalty. Or, well, no, I guess it was roughing 15 yards. But it kept a drive alive. They had, like, three penalties where it was third and beyond 10 that they had penalties.
That I remember that one.
That was the only one I'll say is egregious. The other ones, you know, penalties happen. They get called. But
that one was really bad. I agree with you.
They
saw that one.
They had three on that last drive where it was over third and 10. And the Colts got bailed out. So it's like the defense was finally starting to play. And the Steelers had their chances. I mean, the mistakes they made, the turnovers, they couldn't stop the run. And then those bad penalties, they easily could have won because it was only a three-point game.
A similar one like that happened to Buffalo against Arizona. And it was part of the reason Arizona got out to such a big lead in that game because they got a call like that.
Yeah.
And that was frustrating. Yeah, cause same thing. The guy, it kind of, in regular motion, It looked
rough.
Yeah, and I honestly even thought the Buffalo guy did helmet.
Yeah.
But then when you saw the instant replay, it wasn't. He moved to the side, put him on the shoulder, same exact thing.
Yeah.
And it sucks. I mean,
but
the refs, they almost should be able to review
them.
They should
review them.
I was going to say that.
The targetings, you know.
Because those are such big calls, and it's hard. It's not an easy call for the ref.
Right.
Sometimes they look really violent, and
Full speed, you've got to make that split second decision.
And I've seen a lot of those ones that they change a game like that, too,
And, you know, they tried instant replay on the interference a couple years ago and bailed on that quick. I'm fine with that, even though, you know, some of those are so egregious anyway.
Yeah.
But the personal fouls, I think, should all be reviewed, whether it's targeting or not. If it's maybe not unsportsmanlike, but if it's a personal foul for unnecessary roughness, you got to slow that down and take a look.
Especially those helmet-to-helmets, because you can – I mean, that's black and white, whether it's helmet to helmet or not.
Yeah.
You can, and they do that fast replay stuff now they've been using.
Yeah.
So they could easily just do that with those and be like, no,
well,
it was or
just
yes.
They could buzz down and say, hold on for 10 seconds.
Yeah.
We're not holding it up forever. I want to take two quick looks.
Right. They've already proved they can do it.
Yeah.
So why don't you just do that? I don't understand. They still do the thing where sometimes they go to commercial and it's a big ordeal. Why don't you just do that every time? Like, you've proven that it takes 10 seconds. Why don't you just do that every time?
But the other thing, the Steelers, they got back into it, but the reason they got so far behind, boy, they as soon as Jaylen Warren's out of the game, the Najee looked like crap. I think he had 19 carries for 13 yards or something ridiculous like that. Like, he could not – they brought in Artie Smith's old buddy,
Patterson,
Cordero, and he was ripping off 9-yard runs at a time, and then he sprained his ankle. He's out again today.
Boy, I'll tell you what. He looks like he's about 30 pounds overweight.
I was going to say, he has packed on about a solid 15 pounds each of the last 4 years.
Yeah, I was like – when I hadn't seen him yet. That was the first game I watched where I saw him, and I was like,
I thought it was fucking Bam Morris when he was out there.
Yeah, he looks pretty large, like a tight end or something. I mean, it's not like he's like
Cordell Patterson.
Yeah, he looks more, but the thing is, he's still fast.
Yeah.
I was like, it's weird to see a guy that he looks like a fullback, but he's running like a 4.4. It's like,
And he charged it. They were giving him the ball, and he was just going straight up the middle and getting 8-9 yards, and then he got hurt. They went back to Harris, and he just could not do a single thing. And today they've got some guy, Champ Clean. I don't know what his name is. That's their backup.
Hey, guys.
So
really quick, I've got the GameCast on my computer, and I'm seeing that Aaron Rodgers was injured. What are you guys seeing? Sorry to interrupt you, but I'm seeing Aaron Rodgers was injured on the play.
He just got hit in the arm, but I don't think he's hurt.
He got up and was chirping at the lineman.
Okay. Sorry to interrupt. I just saw that because I've got the ESPN GameCast up on my computer here.
He got his arm back. He's still in now.
Yeah, and like I say, the other thing that goes with that, I mean, it's not just on Najee, but I've been saying
Oh, yeah, now he is hurt.
Yeah.
That must have been ahead of our feed.
Yeah, the feed.
He's down now. Oh, he looks like. Oh, he's grabbing his leg. What
did the hamstring look like?
Oh, boy.
Yikes.
Oh, boy.
Robert Saleh might as well just stay in London.
Devontae Adams just went, shit, I guess I'm not going to New York.
He's crossing them off his list.
They might be better with Tyrod.
They probably will be.
Oh, he's screaming there.
It could be a knee.
Yeah, it could be a knee.
He got twisted up bad.
Right there. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, boy. Yeah, like, there's like three defensive guys all on top of him.
He's walking off, but.
Yeah, he is walking off on his own.
Well, it's fourth and ten. But... Yeah.
Wow. So, anyway.
Yeah. So, the other problem with the Steelers in the run game and just in general, they, once again, God, I'm waiting for some of these guys to get healthy. I keep talking about their offensive line. Last week, they lost James Daniels on to IR. So three of their six guys are top six offensive linemen are on IR. And see, my buddy Siemowalo is finally back today, yeah. But he's missed, I think, every game this year. So he essentially was on IR. I mean, four games he was out. So I was just reading here a minute ago. Their starting line today will have 130 career starts. 77 from Siemowalo, 53 from Dan Moore, and then three guys that have 19 career starts. I mean, it's tough to, you know, like I said, on paper and pedigree, these guys are good, should develop together, but in their first year, they just don't have the experience.
Pretty
they
green. Haven't. Yeah, but that doubt, like I said.
Roughing the kicker, and he's back in.
No, oh, jeez.
That Dallas defense is.
You'd be furious if you're a Vikings fan.
Hurting, so.
Well, on that note, on to today. Zeke tonight. Probably goes for 60 yards per carry.
Zeke?
Like you were expecting of Henry a couple weeks ago. All right. He's a little bit older. I'm going to give him 35 per carry.
Holy Christ.
Rico Drador, whatever his name is, he'll get a good 10 yards of carry. C.D. Lamb is probably going to feast. I went with Dallas in this one. Let me see. Did all of you have Pittsburgh? Andy didn't have Pittsburgh in the power rankings. You and Kylie did. I still don't think they're a 3-1 team. I think they're middle of the road, 2-2. I think Dallas is just going to be better, even with the injuries they have without Parsons. That certainly helps the Steelers, but not enough. I mean, I think Dallas's second string guys are still going to chew up the Steelers offensive line. There's going to be no running game. And I guarantee for the first quarter and a half, they're going to try and run the ball, even though they're getting 1.3 yards per carry, because they always wait until they're losing by two scores to decide, hey, we got this Pickens guy. Maybe we should throw him the freaking ball. Right. And it's like, why get him involved early? I went with Dallas in this one, 24-20.
Yeah, I mean, to your point with Pickens, because he is pretty damn good. I'd like to see them get him more involved in some, like, some screens and some short
get
stuff.
Get the ball in his hands early. Because I know, like a Debo or something.
You do have Fields. He's probably not going to get the ball to him a whole lot downfield. I mean, it is what it is. I mean, there's going to be times where he can. It's not like he can't do it, but, you know, make some easy throws to him. Get the ball in one of your playmakers you do have. Get it into his hands.
One thing to that point I'll say is I've noticed in the last two games, like you say with Fields, he can miss a wide-open guy downfield or take his shot on a thing. Pickens has been doing so great on his routes. He'll take off down there, and you think it's a fly pattern. He'll just put his foot in the ground, cut across, and defenders are falling down, so he can almost go down to his knees like a catcher and say, Fields, right here. I'm not moving. Just throw it right here.
Yeah, and sometimes Fields makes great throws. It's just like you said, sometimes it's a little inconsistent, though. But I went Pittsburgh, though. 24-16. I don't know. It's going to be a good close game, I feel like. But I just feel like that Steelers defense is going to maybe win this one. I don't know. Who knows? Could go either way. Probably would have taken Dallas if it was in Dallas, honestly. I don't know. I'm interested to see who Andy picked.
I got Dallas. Brian's going to be shocked. I got Dallas 30-20.
Why? Two scores.
Yeah, boy. It'll be interesting. Eric said it. Pittsburgh's offensive linemen are just dropped. That James Daniels is a pretty good player. He played for the Bears for a while. He's definitely a solid, good starter. That gets lost in the shuffle with all the other guys they've lost. And then you start switching up all your line combinations. That's just tough. No Parsons for sure, but I think, if I'm a Steelers fan, I'm almost more encouraged in the loss by Fields than maybe in the wins, because they were down 17-0 to the Colts, and you kind of think, kind of the way we think about Baltimore, right? Like, oh, you get Lamar down, it's going to be tough, and Fields kept them coming. He threw for 300 yards that game. They gave him a chance to win at the end. So, like, if I'm a Steelers fan, I'm encouraged by that. Like, okay, if we have to come and get some points on the board, you know, maybe we can do it. You know, we don't have to win every game 20-17. But I get it. There's injuries on both sides of the ball here. I'm going to take Dak, I guess, over Justin Fields. That's usually my tiebreaker. And I'm going Dallas.
I'll say, too, not that it's not like as if TJ was out to match Parsons being out, but that Alex Highsmith that they signed opposite TJ, he's going to miss another game.
Oh, really?
He's out again.
He's awesome.
And their backup, that Nick Herbig, who's a rookie, whose brother was the one they signed from, I think, the Jets to be their starting center, who's on IR. This Nick Herbig's been their third edge rusher behind Watt and Highsmith. He has been on the injury report. He's actually playing today, but Highsmith's out again. So
was Highsmith out last week?
Yes, I think he was out last week. And
that could have played some part into why Watt didn't have.
Yeah, yeah. There's not as much pressure on the injury. And they only had really two guys then, so they're not getting the rest and rotation that they would normally have.
Yeah, and they were probably able to just double team him all day.
Yeah. So we wound up with 4 unanimous and 5 with someone going lone wolf.
Interesting. Yep. These games don't get any easier to pick, that's for sure.
You're telling me. Two fucking shit weeks in a row.
You want me to go through the current playoff standings like I did last week?
Sure.
Okay, we'll start with the AFC. The number one seed in the AFC is the Kansas City Chiefs, 4-0, the only 4-0 team in the AFC, so obviously. The 2 seed currently is the Houston Texans, 3-0, leading the AFC South, or 3-1, sorry, leading. The 3 seed is the Pittsburgh Steelers, 3-1, leading the AFC North. 4 seed is Buffalo, 3-1, leading the AFC East. And then you get into your wild card teams, the 2-2 Jets, about to maybe fall to
hanging around.
I won't say anything yet.
They're driving.
Yeah, 2-2 Jets in the 5
roughing
seed.
The kicker on that punt.
Yeah, yeah. The 6 seed is the 2-2 Colts. The 7 seed, which you think they're probably going to start climbing here, is the Baltimore Ravens, 2-2. And yeah, so that's the playoffs for the AFC. Pretty much how you would think it. The one team that stands out that's not in right now is maybe Cincinnati. Can they fight their way back? The Chargers, I guess you could see a few of us had the Chargers maybe getting in, but otherwise, you know, about maybe what we think. The Steelers are probably the big surprise up there, I would say.
I had the Steelers in the playoffs, but as a wild card. Not when
okay, over into the NFC. So we're down to only 2 undefeateds, right?
Yeah.
San Francisco or Kansas City and Minnesota. So Minnesota is obviously the 1 seed, the only 4-0 team in the NFC. The 2 seed is the Washington Commanders.
Woo.
That's probably the biggest NFL surprise, I would say.
Yeah.
Leading the NFC East. The 3 seed is the Seattle Seahawks, leading the NFC West. 4 seed Now this is obviously counting the Thursday night game. These are updated. So the 3-2 Falcons leading the NFC South.
Wow.
Are the 4 seed. 5 seed is first wild card spot is the Detroit Lions at 3-1. The 6 seed is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at 3-2. Once again, mostly because they've played an extra game right now, but the 7 seed is the Saints at 2-2.
Best division in football, NFC South, baby.
And this NFC, there's a lot of teams currently on the outside looking in that you wouldn't expect. Dallas Cowboys, Philadelphia Eagles, Green Bay Packers, San Francisco 49ers, Los Angeles Rams.
Crazy.
Yeah, I mean, there's just a lot of teams. The NFC, you know, it's a big shakeup right now, but there's a lot of football left to be played. So, but yeah, there's a lot of surprises in the NFC right now.
And Brian looked confused when we mentioned the Detroit Lions in the playoff. He's asking who they are.
Yeah. The who?
Who's that?
When did they join the league?
You know that Applebee's guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
All right. We have anything else? We're at, got to be about 2 hours here, huh?
Yeah, 150.
Yep.
My God, the Jets, I think, are going to kick a field goal. I mean, they're not
they
going
to did.
Go fourth and eight.
Oh, sorry. I'm ahead of you guys. Sorry. Took the drama out of it. Legatron kicked one straight.
Legatron. Well, it was only about maybe a 30-yarder.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the other thing with Dallas and Pittsburgh. I mean, Dallas is in field goal range from anywhere on the field.
I don't know, though. In Pittsburgh, that's the toughest game to really kick. So.
Well, that'll be that's going to be, as always, a highly rated. It'll be interesting to see what the ratings are on that, Dallas and Pittsburgh.
Right.
That'll be a big draw.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, America's favorite team against the Cowboys. And does it call themselves America's team?
Yeah, the Steelers should just coin themselves America's favorite team.
Yeah. Hashtag the real.
Yeah. Oh, God. Yep, I'm going to settle in with the red zone and maybe spin some records. And.
Well, this is breaking news here.
What's that?
ESPN is saying the Chiefs will look at acquiring a wide receiver. Yeah, when you don't have one on your team, it's probably a good idea.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they're saying they're holding out hope that the possible return for Rice. That's kind of interesting.
Yeah, they just put him on the 4-game IR.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it sounds like Hollywood Brown's out for the year, right?
I think
That's what I thought, which is just – nobody was going to want to go there. It's a curse.
Did I see Odell's maybe supposed to play this week?
I think I did.
Yeah, that. One more receiver for the Dolphins. The quarterback won't get the ball to.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I don't. Yeah. The Chiefs, I just expect them to find a way, though. You know what I mean?
They just will piece it together. Somebody will step up.
They lost Pacheco for the
come go into the lab and figure out something.
The record says it sounds like maybe week 12 or something.
Yeah, Pacheco's a while, too. So, I mean, man, they've been just blow after blow. That defense is good enough that it's keeping them in it, and they got Mahomes, so.
Yep, they're 4-0 through all this.
Yep, that's what's scary.
Yep.
Once Andy gets his fresh supply of nuggies, he'll.
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, Kelsey hasn't done much. I think he's been blocking. So, I mean, maybe they do something different there, play a second tight end that blocks more and starts – getting Kelsey involved in the pass game. There's so many things Reed will figure out. But if they add a guy, they add a guy, you know. I mean.
And I'll tell you what, Kareem Hunt looked kind of decent for them last week.
Yeah, fresh legs. He hasn't played a lot of football the last couple of years. He fits right into that scheme, catches the ball a little bit. I mean.
using him or against him?
Using him.
Yep. Yeah, he looks solid.
Yep. Well, I'm just hoping the Bears score some points in the first half this week. That'd be nice.
haven't been seeing them on the red zone too much in the first half, huh?
I haven't seen them on the red zone channel, which they haven't been there, but even when they get there, and, you know, I can't have my cake and eat it too, because I've told Wallace, especially, you know, watching the red, and I watch it out, you know, my record room there, that TV is tiny. Right. So I'm always bitching when they split to four games. I mean, I got to go walk right up to the TV to even fucking see what color the jerseys are at that point. So, and they haven't been doing a lot of that this year. It's been one screen or two. So I can't cry and complain too much, because I can at least see what's going on with what they're showing me. But I haven't seen much Bears, of course. But I'd like to hopefully today, but.
I think that's the same size I have in my basement. And when they go to the Octo Box on the red zone, I mean, my couch is like where this chair is. It's not, and I'm still like, I can't see a damn thing. We need to divide it into eight. That's
yeah. And they get so excited about it. We're going to go to the Octo Box. No, you're not doing anybody a favor, pal. Oh, they just think they just did you the best service in the world.
Well, that's why
we're going to show the Octo Box. No,
I did like how DirecTV did that. Where you could pick the four games, or if you only wanted to pick two, or the Sunday ticket,
you know,
and you could choose which one you were listening to instead of both. Sometimes on the red zone, it's like, why do you have the audio for both games blaring in the background?
Right.
Yeah.
But yeah, so hopefully I get to see some of them, and it won't be Dalton throwing four touchdowns, but,
No, that'll be Dak.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a game at home. Chicago needs to win it. But Carolina's just so much of a better team, obviously, with Dalton in there, that it's a dangerous one. I'm not surprised Kylie went with Carolina. I'm a little surprised nobody else took the bait. I almost thought about it. I mean, it's probably going to be close. So, I mean, I don't know.
I'm just looking here. I think Kylie taking Carolina – and then Kylie and Jesse taking Indy are the only 2 points so far.
Bonus point.
Bonus opportunities. Opportunities as the spread stands now.
Everybody else went all favor.
Which I have to watch, because, like I say, I always check it up till game time. And then when I go to the CBS app, whatever the final one they had is there, because it says they covered this, they covered that. Last week I go in and I'm putting the scores in and I look at it to make sure I had the right spreads. And it's like, San Francisco covered New England plus New England minus 2.5. I'm like, what the? It was 10.5 the other way. So I went to like four sites. I'm like, yeah, I'm not trusting CBS on this one.
And I'll tell you, I thought about
it. So is.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I thought about Arizona a little bit. I got to admit. I looked at it. Not real long, but yeah, I wouldn't be blown away by that one. Division game.
No, me neither. I didn't think about really taking Arizona, but I did look at it and say, oh, that's a tough one to pick.
If I remember right, Kyler's given them trouble in the past too. I think my one buddy that's a Niners fan always bitches about that they are horrible at defending him. He always runs all over them.
Did you guys talk? Yeah. I can't remember if it was before last Friday or if it was the beginning of this week, but did you talk about or hear that the whatever it is, Achilles tendonitis, whatever that's impacting him is both feet?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. That's the way it is for me. I have that. My right one's worse than, I think it's whatever your weight's on normally.
Yeah. Usually, but. If you like lean to one, or you know, but take the weight off.
I get it, and it's bad when it starts flaring up. I'll tell you what, it is tough. Just softball and stuff is when I get it the worst.
Yeah,
I mean it's just a pain tolerance thing. Like, I mean, you can deal with it, and I have, but it's gonna affect you.
I don't know that. I'd be surprised if he's not dealing with that no matter what.
No, yeah.
Honestly, I mean, but I don't know. I don't know a ton about it. They told me to do stretches and stuff and all this stuff to try to stretch stuff out. It's just inflammation, basically.
Yeah.
I suppose if you're off them for long enough, it gets better, but mine always seemed to, like, even when I don't play all winter and then, like, let them rest all winter and then start playing softball again, it still starts to flare up again on me. So, I don't know.
Well, and that's just it, because probably because you haven't been stretching them or, you know, using
right, that could be part of it, yeah.
You start up and it starts to...
Yeah, it's a bizarre thing, though.
Well, I am really loving the fact that Darnold has a big old, although it looks like he trimmed it, big old red beard plan for the Vikings. He should shave those horns right into the side of his hair.
And get some nice long blonde hair extensions.
Yeah.
Well,
all right. I think we've maxed out here.
Yeah. So
we can sign them off. I'll sign off. I'm Munch the Uno. Hopefully I'll get on location again in 2 weeks. This was a lot of traveling, so I'm going to get some things together and get my command center going for the football games, and should be a good Sunday for it. And until next week, I'm out. Bye-bye.
Yeah, this is Stanko. I'm predicting doom and gloom for myself tonight. So maybe I'll be going to bed early tonight.
There you go.
This is Stanko. Go Cowboys.
You have to work tomorrow.
Yeah.
For the second time today, I almost agree with everything Brian said. Because I'm predicting doom and gloom for myself tonight.
Double doom and gloomers.
Double doom and gloomers. Probably will be going to bed early.
Probably be a 0-0 tie. You guys will be up all night.
Go, America's favorite team, and I'm out.
Yeah, munch the dose. See what happens. See Stephon Diggs probably has 3 touchdowns. Yeah, we'll see. Should be a fun day of football, as usual. Hopefully better for some than others, I guess.
Well, right. We're not all coming out of this week happy, that's for sure.